Sail the world a different way with Fred Olsen Cruise Lines. Our award-winning itineraries are unusual and imaginative, bursting with local culture, history and wildlife. And aboard our smaller ships, the atmosphere is always warm and friendly. It'd be easy to follow the crowds, but we never will. Because this is our way, the Olsen way. Book by the 31st of January for free drinks or spend on selected sailings. Visit fredolsencruises.com for more information. T's and C's apply.
I'm Ben Bailey-Smith, and this is A Prison's Guide 2, a new podcast series from Acast Creative, along with HM Prison and Probation Service. A guide not from CEOs, entrepreneurs or celebrities, but from some more overlooked sources of inspiration, the people who work for the prison service across England and Wales. A Prison's Guide 2. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts.
MLS Season Pass launched in early February, but the beginning of the game starts in late February, which is just around the corner, and it's bringing a lot of excitement to the league as it will be a new era for streaming the top soccer division for the men's side in the United States. And today I have the honor of talking to someone on that media side of MLS Season Pass. It is Kaelin Kyle, who in recent times has spent time in Major League Soccer covering Inter Miami, and even before then, called games as an analyst with things like BN Sports and also games in Canada. So Kaelin, MLS Season Pass is right around the corner. On a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you to be working on MLS 360, which is the whip-around style show?
Is there a 20? I'm delighted because obviously I kind of found out after Qatar there have been talks of kind of which role that I would be situated in. So it was a surprise to me when I got the phone call of being a host slash analyst. They like the fact that I'm kind of like a Swiss Army knife. I can kind of do two roles. So our studio show is amazing. We've had one rehearsal thus far on the last three preseason games. I think it was a couple days ago. So obviously Bradley Wright Phillips, he's unbelievable, super funny, so down to earth. And then Sasha Kleshkin, I mean, the knowledge, I was actually surprised. And I know this sounds terrible, but he hasn't been in TV that long. And I remember first coming out and doing TV, and I was so nervous. I would, like, stutter on my words. He came out, and he looked like a seasoned vet. And I turned to him and said, how long have you been doing TV for? He's like, I did the World Cup. I've dabbled my toes in it. I'm like, Jesus. And then, obviously, Liam McHugh, he's the TNT hockey host there. So he's got loads of experience. So it's a really good mix. There's definitely a bromance between Sasha and Bradley. So it's definitely high energy, fun, super knowledgeable. Yeah, and I'm just honestly honored to be part of the show in Major League Soccer and Apple.
Kaelin, you call yourself a Swiss Army knife, and obviously you were a player, a soccer player professionally. So you do have that experience with analysis. And now when you're working on MLS 360, you mentioned you're not only hosting, but you're also analyzing games. As a former player, what kind of benefit does that bring you to be able to watch games live as they happen? You know, you're working on something like MLS 360, which is, you know, very in the moment. As a former player, what kind of benefit does that give you to understand what's happening on the field?
Yeah, I think when I first came out and retired and I would see maybe people that didn't play the game, I was really harsh. I'd be like, you never played the game, which was so rude of me. And if I could take it back, I would, because now working with people that didn't play at a high level, I mean, Andres Cordero, Andres Cordero, you look at someone like these that put in so much work behind the scenes that is truly inspiring. And it's just, they have a different view of things, which helps me grow as an individual, helps me grow as a commentator, both as a color commentator and as a host. So I think for me, I bring the side of, I know the emotional side of players. I know what the players are thinking. I know the emotional state of going into a match. I know the emotional side going into a playoff game, a big game, a game that means nothing. So these players know when they don't have a good game. So that side of it, I know kind of how they're feeling after the game. So I feel like I can bring that personal side out of the players, whether it's a post-game interview or a sit-down interview where they feel comfortable, that I'm not trying to put them in hot water. I want to bring a side out to them, to the fans, that maybe fans have not seen before, you know, not the cookie cutter question that we would be able to answer as analysts. How do you think the game went? How was the tactical buildup for this match, you know? So I love bringing that side out of players. And I think it's important as well, because I think it not only brings those diehard soccer fans to Major League Soccer and Apple, but I think it also brings, you know, my mom. My mom is my biggest supporter. Does she know a lot about soccer? Probably not, but she loves she's going to kill me for saying that, by the way, the connection to the players. So I think I bring a really nice side to that. And then obviously playing at a high level, playing at World Cups and big games, I know, you know, the tactical side. I can see tactical adjustments in games. I noticed that very quickly. So, yeah, I'm still learning. I'm still growing. And I think that's the best part about, you know, soccer, football, wherever you are in the world. Just working with different people and dynamic people and diverse people, you just learn so much, and it helps you grow as a person in this industry.
So I want to ask about MLS 360, because as someone who's been a casual fan of Major League Soccer in the past, I don't necessarily have one team that I follow. I feel like MLS 360 is a great opportunity for the league to really show itself in its entirety. You look at things like Goal Rush for the Premier League, the Golazo Show for the Champions League, even like the Red Zone for the NFL. Mm-hmm. MLS 360, just the actual functionality of it, is it going to be you co-presenting with Liam McHugh, or are you guys taking turns doing that? 1 week you have it, 1 week he has it. Just talk to me about the actual the formatting of the show.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, the studio is insane. I worked in some pretty incredible studios. This is like Apple 101. It's super clean. The lines are clean. It's literally gorgeous to look at. And then I think they've done a really good job bringing in some talent that can add to not only a beautiful set. So me and Liam will always be in studio together. Liam will kind of make sure the ship doesn't sink with Must Three on it, because we are big characters. We have big opinions. But then I add the side of that player aspect, and like we just alluded to early on, that Liam might not have. He's worked in the industry for ages. He's so smart. He's so brilliant. But for someone like me, I can, you know, ask these players the questions from the player perspective or knowing the league. I mean, I grew up I grew up playing for the Vancouver Whitecaps. So I've been in Major League Soccer since the beginning. Obviously my father-in-law in Minnesota, so I've gotten some stick off that with my MLS reporting. So I can't wait for the show, because I think it's just such a cool concept, because it's the whip around, it's fast, it's informative, and then you have players that played at the highest level within Major League Soccer, some sweethearts with Major League Soccer, I mean U.S. talent in Major League Soccer. So yeah, it's really cool. There's like, I don't know if I can give too much away, but I'm going to. There's like a sit-down part, a stand-up part, there's a desk part, a little bit of like a loungy part. But yeah, it's super cool. You watch the show with us and we just keep it moving. You're watching the games with us, so.
Sail the world a different way with Fred Olsen Cruise Lines. Our award-winning itineraries are unusual and imaginative, bursting with local culture, history, and wildlife. And aboard our smaller ships, the atmosphere is always warm and friendly. It'd be easy to follow the crowds, but we never will, because this is our way, the Olsen way. Book by the 31st of January for free drinks or spend on selected sailings. Visit fredolsencruises.com for more information. T's and C's apply.
I'm Ben Bailey-Smith, and this is A Prison's Guide 2, a new podcast series from Acast Creative, along with HM Prison and Probation Service. A guide not from CEOs, entrepreneurs, or celebrities, but from some more overlooked sources of inspiration, the people who work for the prison service across England and Wales. A Prison's Guide 2. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts.
And what kind of benefit do you think that brings to someone that is just getting into Major League Soccer? I think one of the biggest criticisms of Apple's deal is that it's all on streaming, you got to pay for everything. But at the same time, you're getting, I don't know, seemingly unlimited content when you go on MLS Season Pass.
What is not streamed nowadays? My one thing is everyone's like, oh, it's another subscription. The amount of subscriptions that I have, and it's still cheaper than general cable. But the best part is there's no blackouts. I was trying to watch NHL hockey the other day, and I couldn't watch our local team here, the New York Islanders, because it was blacked out. Like, that's so frustrating. The amount of streaming sites that I had to watch Major League Soccer the last few years, and it's not me slating on, you know, the major companies, because they're the ones that grew it. I mean, they're the ones that got Major League Soccer to this point, that Apple did come in and spent millions and millions of dollars to make it incredible. And I love it. I think it's amazing. There's no blackouts. You can watch the 360 show. And if one game looks like it's insane, it's back and forth, you can go and watch that. And it's all under one entity. You're not having to switch streams. You're not having to switch apps. You literally press back and you have all the games on that Saturday. And I think that's truly incredible. And obviously, I'd kind of been whizzing around it the other day. And it's not only the games, it's what at Major League Soccer is done with it and Apple's done with it. It's clean, it's professional, it's electric. I mean, you talk about the jerseys that have just come out. I mean, I was watching the rituals of the fans, and I've been in Major League Soccer for years, but I didn't know how crazy some of the fans were in certain cities, because, you know, I've been in Inter Miami, I've been in Vancouver, I've been in Minnesota, I've been in Toronto, so I've been in Atlanta. So the different dynamics of it, watching, you know, Austin with LAFC and, you know, the history of Galaxy, it really brings that to fruition for, you know, Joe Schmoes that don't watch Major League Soccer, that can go in and, you know, ooh, I like the color yellow. I'm gonna follow this Columbus team because the fans are insane. I think that's really, really cool. And yeah, I'm just delighted to be part of it.
So when you're looking at MLS 360, you talk about there's no blackouts, which I think is probably the biggest draw, because you said you're trying to watch an NHL game and you can't watch it. That's a major concern for a lot of Major League Soccer fans, at least in the past, but that concern is gone now. But looking at MLS 360, which covers all these games at once, you already mentioned it, every game's on Saturday, which is a new look for Major League Soccer. What kind of benefit does that bring, not just for MLS 360 and being able to cover, I don't know, 13, 14 games in one day, but just being able to follow everything as it happens?
Yeah, I think that's the best part. And like I alluded to, we're not in competition with, you know, any of our commentators. Like, the number of viewers is the number for the Major League Soccer streaming. So if you watch 360 and a game catches your eye, well, you're still on Major League Soccer, which is huge. And it's growing the brand not only domestically, but globally. And I think that's incredible. I mean, my mom was never able to watch most of my games in the States because she could only get Toronto, Montreal, Vancouver. You can have this globally, and the amount of Apple TV boxes that are already in people's homes is in the billions. So we're definitely going to pick up fans that Major League Soccer might have not had before. And I think Major League Soccer, you know, as a league, it used to be that retirement league. It's not that anymore. Players come here. You have Insigne, Bernadeschi in Toronto, that they were at the prime of their career when they came here. I mean, you know, David Beckham kind of made that globally. I think when you think of Major League Soccer, you still think of David Beckham. Well, guess what? You're in luck, because he's no longer into Miami. And I think it's only going to start growing. I think if Messi didn't win the selfish man, I think we could have seen him in Major League Soccer. But I definitely think we'll start seeing more and more big names at their prime come over, as we've already seen, because it's a really difficult league.
Caitlin, since you'll be hosting MLS 360 from a studio in New York, and you already mentioned that you're in New York now, did you have to uproot your family from Miami to move to New York City?
Yeah, I don't think I've slept in probably 3 weeks. Opportunity arose. I couldn't say no to it because I really wanted to be part of this project. It wasn't about the money. It wasn't about the contract. It was genuinely, I wanted to have my name with this because it's a 10-year deal. It's going to grow immensely. And I wanted to be able to not only share that domestically, but globally. Because anytime I travel, when I was with the national team, you know, when I was covering the World Cup in Qatar, everyone always asked me, what is Major League Soccer? Is it a good league? I'm like, it's literally fantastic. It's such a good league. It's end to end. It's not like your EPL, your La Liga, your Serie A, where you have, you know, your five teams always fighting for that title position. I mean, you could have Toronto knocking off Dallas. You could have Vancouver knocking off, LAFC. Like, you genuinely, what it feels like in this league, you don't know who is going to win. And I think it's really cool. You know, you have the Supporter Shield, you have the Open Cup, and then obviously the MLS Cup playoffs, which is amazing. So, and then you add in all the other stuff around the CONCACAF Champions League. So I just think there's so much eyes on Major League Soccer right now, and it's such an intriguing league. And I think, you know, if I can help that, not only domestically, but globally grow it, because, you know, I know a lot of people globally, I've worked globally, I've worked on some of the biggest games, the biggest tournaments in the world. That's why I wanted to make the move with my family here to New York. I'm getting used to the cold again. I'm not going to lie, I miss the Miami sun. But it's like 60 degrees here in February, so I genuinely can't complain.
Caitlin, is your contract with Apple and MLS, is that exclusive, or is there a chance we could see you with other broadcasters, for example, like CBS? I know you've done work with them in the past.
It's to discretion. So I am with Major League Soccer. That is my first and foremost, you know, being with them, and really delighted that obviously they thought very highly of me to give me a full-time contract here. But I do have one thing in the summer that they are allowing me to do, which will be amazing. But yeah, that's the one thing about them, is they they want to see not only Major League Soccer grow, but soccer grow in North America and globally. So that's when I say it's truly, I think I posted on Twitter the other day, I mean, the amount of people that have just checked in to be like, do you need anything? How are the kids getting on at school? Like, do you need to switch out your, like, Miami car for a winter car here? Like, just little things like that where I'm like, ooh, yeah, I probably should. So obviously the league has great sponsors with Audi. Audi helping me out, you know, just transition from a smaller car with, you know, summer tires. And just like stupid little things that you don't think about. It's truly a remarkable company, so I'm grateful.
Right. Well, Caitlin, I got to say, we're all really looking forward to watching how Major League Soccer turns out on Apple. I'm sure it's going to be great with all this these new developments that we've already had a taste of seeing with the first couple weeks of watching MLS Season Pass. And really want to thank you for talking to us about MLS 360 and what we can look forward to with that Whip Around show.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Kyle, for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Caitlin. Talk to you soon.
Sail the world a different way with Fred Olsen Cruise Lines. Our award-winning itineraries are unusual and imaginative, bursting with local culture, history, and wildlife. And aboard our smaller ships, the atmosphere is always warm and friendly. It'd be easy to follow the crowds, but we never will, because this is our way, the Olsen way. Book by the 31st of January for free drinks or spend on selected sailings. Visit fredolsencruises.com for more information. T's and C's apply.
I'm Ben Bailey-Smith, and this is A Prison's Guide 2, a new podcast series from Acast Creative, along with HM Prison and Probation Service. A guide not from CEOs, entrepreneurs, or celebrities, but from some more overlooked sources of inspiration, the people who work for the prison service across England and Wales. A Prison's Guide 2. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts.